Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shvi Estaf Lamed Dalin. We are starting Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis on the bottom with a brand new Perek. And in the villain source of Daf, it's on Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars, Miriam, Sarah, Bas, Rabbi Yaakov, Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we know that once a fruit is considered to have Kedusha Shvias, it retains this even after actual Shemitah passes. And fruit gets Kedusha Shvias by Chanata when it begins budding or emerging. So the mission says, B'nai Shuach, which is a type of fig, Shvias Shalahen, Shnia. Their din of Shemitah is really in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, meaning 2 years after Shemitah actually passes. Why is that? Chain Isis Shalashanim. Because it takes them 3 years to produce, meaning it starts growing on Shemitah, but it only is ready 2 years after Shemitah. And so even though it's picked 2 years after Shemitah, it's still considered to have Kedusha Shvias. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Lam Dal Omar Alpha on top, Hapar Sois, which is another type of fig, Shvias Shalahen, Maitis Shvias. Their din of Shemitah is the year after Shemitah, Shehain Isis Lashteshanim, because it takes them 2 years to fully grow. However, Amrulai, they told him, Loyamru El Bnei Shuach, they only said this din in regards to Bnei Shuach type figs and not these parsais. Now the Gemara says B'nai Shuach L'chulu, and we ask Ma B'nai Shuach? What exactly are B'nai Shuach? The answer is Pateria, these type of fig. Now the real question is Ma? How do these B'nai Shuach figs grow? B'chol Shana V'shana Hei Noisais? Oy Achas L'shal Shanim. Do they grow every single year or once in 3 years? Meaning, do some figs start growing and fully ripen on the first year and in the second year and in the third year as well? And just most of these or all of them are picked only in the third year? Or do they all flower, blossom, or emerge at the same time and it takes them 3 years to fully develop? So our answer is, some of them will be produced every single year. It's just that all the fruits on the tree aren't going to fully be completed until after 3 years. The Gemara asks, if that's so, how is he supposed to know which ones grew during Shemitah and which ones after Shemitah? If we're saying that some of them only started growing after Shemitah, how are we going to know which ones grew on Shemitah, which ones afterwards? So Rabbi Yehuda answers, Mishiyik Shal of Chut. He ties a string on them, meaning the ones that started growing on Shemitah get a string tied on them, and at the end of 3 years, when all the figs are picked, we're going to know which ones are the Shemitah ones. Tani Shmuel taught, Teichav Ben Kisamin. He sticks wood chips or toothpicks inside the ones that started growing on Shemitah, and that way he's able to know. Now Tani was taught in Nebraska, Rav Shimon Gamliel, says, a tree whose fruits flowered or emerged before the 15th of Shvat, which we know is the Rosh Hashanah of Ilanos, its year of determination of Meiser is the previous year. We know that Meiser Sheni is separated from fruits that grow in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, and Meiser Ani from fruits that grow in years 3 and 6. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling us is that if the fruit's Chanata was before Tu B'Shvat of the third year, so we treat it as the previous year, meaning we treat it as second year's fruits. Whereas Lach, Chamishasar B'Shvat, if the Chanata was after the 15th of Shvat of the third year, Ms. Asr Laba, we take Meiser based off of the next year, meaning that third year. Now Tani was taught in Nebraska, Amr Nechemiah. Nechemiah says, when was that said? That's only in regards to a tree that produces two yields of fruit every single year. So the fruits that grow before Tu B'Shvat are considered second year fruits, and the fruits that grow after Tu B'Shvat are considered third year fruits. Aval B'ilon Shu Aisa Gairin Echar B'Shana, but with a tree that produces only one yield of fruit per year, Kigan Zesim Utmar V'Cheruvin, for example, olives, dates, and carob. Even if they flowered before this time, meaning the Chanata was before Tu B'Shvat, they're like the future, meaning they're like the next year, namely we go Basar Lakita when they're picked, and therefore they're treated like third-year fruits and not second-year fruits. And Lama Dalar Hombez on top, Amar Biyachan says, Nagu B'Charuvin, Krem Nechemya, in regards to Kerab, the minig was like Krem Nechemya. However, Masar B'Shemin, Kumir Biyachanan, Reb Shimon asked him for Rabbi Yechanan, Vataninan, we learned in our Mishnah, B'Noiz Shuach, these types of figs, Shviz Shalhen, Shnia, Shein Oisos Shalashanim, their Shemitah is really the second year of the Shemitah cycle because it takes them 3 years to produce. But Al-Daitech, according to you, Rabbi Yechanan, Masha also B'Shvias, you Shvias. Whatever is produced on Shemitah should have a din of Shemitah because B'Noiz Shuach only produces one yield of fruits, and that means we go Basar Lakita, as we just explained. Therefore, whatever grows on Shemitah should have a din of Shemitah, not whatever grows after Shemitah. And V'Makal B'Mine, Rabbi Yechanan accepted this from Rabbi Shimon. However, Amar of Bun Bar Kahana commented on this, Utmiyana, I'm surprised by this. How Rabbi Shimon was able to ask this question in front of Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan accepted it from him. Yisvini, Rabbi Yechanan should have responded as follows: Ana Amar Charuven. I was talking about Kerib, Va'atam Rabbi Shuach, and you're asking me from Rabbi Shuach of the Mishnah. Ana Amar Minug. I'm talking about a Minug. They were Noyeg like Rabbi Nechemya. Va'atam Rabbi Halacha, and you're quoting Halacha from the Mishnah. And furthermore, Ana Amar Rabbi Nechemya. I'm talking about Rabbi Nechemya. Va'atam Rabbanin, and you're asking me a question from the Rabbanon. And these are three responses that Rabbi Yechanan could have given. Now, by the fact that he didn't give them, what do we see from here? Elohi Charuven, he Rabbi Shuach, he Minug, he Halacha. Halacha, here Rabbi Nechemya, here Rabbanin. It must be the din is the same, both when we're talking about Cheruvin and Bnei Shuach, whether it's Minag or Halacha, and whether we're talking about Rabbi Nechemya or the Rabbanan. Now, continuing to discuss Shittas Rabbi Nechemya, Taman Amrin, over there in Bavel, they said in Shittas Rabbi Nechemya that Ilan Shachanat Kaidim Rosh Hashanah Shal Oilam Misasr L'Sha'avar, a tree whose fruits emerged before the Rosh Hashanah of the world, meaning the first of Tishrei, what we call Rosh Hashanah, that's when we say the Meister is based off of the previous year, meaning the year the Chanata was in, whereas La'achar Rosh Hashanah Shal Oilam, if the Chanata was after the Rosh Hashanah of the world, meaning after Tishrei, Misasr L'Ba, so we take Meister based off of the next year, even though this happened before Tu Bishvat. In other words, the way they understood Rabbi Nechemya Shita and Bavel was not that the determination is based off of Tu Bishvat, like we understood previously on Amud Aleph, rather it's based off of Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei. However, Hazar Rav Yudin Bar Palya, Kumi Rav Yaina, Rav Yudin Bar Palya asked him for Rav Yaina, Harei Charuvin, when we're talking about Kerib, Harei Hin Chaitin Kaidim Rosh Hashanah Shal Olam, the Chanata is always before the Rosh Hashanah of the world, Behin Misasr L'Ba, but we're supposed to be taking Meister based off of the next year. In other words, Kerib always emerges before Rosh Hashanah. So in regards to what did Nechemya teach, that the Meister is L'Ba, the next year. If he meant we go Basar L'Kita, like we previously understood, then it makes sense that he's teaching us that even if the Chanata was before Rosh Hashanah, since the L'Kita was afterwards, the year of Meister is L'Ba, that next year, when it's picked. But if we go Basar Chanata, like those of Bavel say, then how are you supposed to understand Rav Nechemya? However, Lamani Hamad Alpha on top, the Gemara answers, Veloy Shmia. Clearly, Rav Yudan didn't hear Dom Rav Chinan Bar Papa, that which Rav Chinan Bar Papa said, Charuvin Shel Shulan Hu Chanatan, that when we're dealing with Kerib, when it grows to the point that it forms chains, like we discussed in the previous daf, that's considered the Chanata, and that can happen after Rosh Hashanah, and that's where Nechemi can make sense that Misasr and Laba, if this happens after Rosh Hashanah. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing to understand Shittas Rav Nechemya. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.